WPHT. WPHT HD. WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter, it's the Scoreboard Show. The Friday night high school football scoreboard show with Jeff Nolan and Kevin Cooney.
As we welcome you aboard week number 10 of the high school football season, biggest week of the year for us. And I understand there's a baseball game going on. Phillies and the Astros, it's very exciting. And on behalf of Brian Hensel, Kevin Cooney, and myself, Jeff Nolan, we'd like to thank you both for listening.
I just tweeted out, please keep us company. Only my mom will be listening at this point.
Oh, my goodness. Right. And unfortunately, go ahead, Brian.
And my wife will not be listening to us.
Yeah, my wife's not either. She just wished me a good show. She's watching the game.
And my buddy Dennis Deach just put a picture, like one of them GIFs of Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Going, no.
Yeah. So, well, anyhow, it is a big night for us and for the football community, high school football community. Week number 10 is a lot of rivalry games, of course, and what we're doing at 11 o'clock, courtesy of the fine help of Kyle Berger, that is the 6A selection show. We will tell you the matchups based upon the end of the results tonight, and we'll have the coaches from each team that are matching up. We'll go back and forth with all the coaches, all 16 coaches. Kev, we've been doing...
Yeah,
I was trying to remember how long we've been doing the selection show. At least
18,
since,
I think 18 years.
Right, because it had to be when it was eight teams.
Yeah,
I know we did it then.
Yeah,
it was just a quicker
show.
And
they had just expanded to 18 or 8 16. Teams at that point.
Right,
they had just expanded to 8 teams at that point.
And we're not going to put a poll question out there tonight because let's be honest, nobody's going to really pay attention to it because everybody's watching baseball and listening to us. Hey, yeah, you could put your TVs on and watch the game and listen to us at the same time on the Odyssey app or 1210 WPHT. There's an idea, Kevin.
There's an idea. Or listen to it on the podcast afterwards.
You definitely can do that.
And, yes.
And again, to
please.
Larry and Bob, thank you both for listening. we have the selection show at 11 o'clock. Again, that's the top 16 teams in 6A. And we will try to get you the 5A and 4A brackets. Again, Kyle Berger, who works with the District 1 office, and he accumulates all the scores and keeps them the rankings posted and updated, is working with us to get you this information. So that's where we're going at 11. Up until then, boys, it's first and 10 at 10, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Next year, we need a song, like a theme song or something like that for that. Don't you agree?
I would love that.
That would be really cool.
What if Mariah Carey is available?
Yeah.
She's kind of busy at this time of year, if you saw the commercial.
That's so far over this man's head, I have no idea what that means. All right, so let's go first and 10 to 10. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with it, either Bob or Larry, what it is we pick the best games of the night, the best 10 games of the night, and we find out why we feel they're one of the top 10 games of the night in no particular order. And again, these are a lot of rivalry games. Let's start with one. I'm going to go to Brian Hensel first. Brian, Neshaminy and Pensbury. Pensbury beats Neshaminy 35-0 to conclude a regular season at 9-1. Why is this in our first and 10 at 10?
This is a long-storied traditional rivalry, backyard brawls. And, I was surprised to see a 35-0 final here. Pensbury's clearly turned it around in the 22 season. But Neshaminy dropping a goose egg on this one here was a bit surprised to me. But, huge, huge victory for Pensbury.
And Kevin, last time in the Ridge, Heartbreak Ridge, as we know it.
Yeah, they're going to do a massive remodeling. It actually starts, I believe, tomorrow. But for Pensbury, it's enormous. They've kind of exercised some demons this year.
A couple
of them. They've won their conference. They're going to be a high seed. And they're one of those teams that nobody's going to like to play that style when we get in the next week.
And I think a big part of that, a lot of teams have gone to that passing attack.
Yeah.
And Galen, as we, you know, sometimes he was even ridiculed for not knowing what a forward
ground
pass
and pound,
was.
Baby.
But nowadays, defensive have adjusted to that passing attack, and it's they're not built to stop the run.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's look at game number two in our first and 10 at 10. And since we're not quite out of the commercial break, Kevin, let's go to Kevin Cooney since I have your attention here.
Yes.
Downingtown West and Downingtown East game played at Cottmire Stadium, shared by both teams. West beats Downingtown East tonight 31-28. And, well, why is this in our first and 10 at
well,
10.
Well, West will finish the regular season 8-1, and West is going to be the number two seed, basically, coming out of that Chessmont National.
Don't give away.
Well, I mean, they're the second best team in the Chessmont National. And again, traditional rivalry. And they're one of those teams, Brian, I think when we look at next week, we still wonder what West really was. I think we have a really good idea of what they are right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great game. I've had the top opportunity to take this game in the past, and coaching rivalries here are great. Their friendship is great, but
Mike Malata and Mike Mata.
Yeah, exactly right. But yeah, winning a game like this is huge, Kev.
Yeah.
It's huge.
All right, let's go. Third game in our first and 10-10. No particular order. We go the Chessmont American. We just left the Chessmont National. How about Kennett beating Great Valley 30-7? Brian Hensel, it's in our first and 10 because.
Yeah, Great Valley's been on a tear. And, you know, coming into this game at 7-2, they had an opportunity to be an 8-win team this year for the first time in over 10 years. And Kennett spoils that parade for them with a 30-7 victory.
And they don't have a district title in the not too distant past.
Yeah,
too,
they do. And I think for Great Valley, you're right. They were hot, but now they're 7-3.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're kind of coming back to earth. They haven't played great football the last couple of weeks. They had a couple close games in that Chessmont American. This is not the way you want to go into the postseason at all.
Well, yeah. Kennett
absolutely, you know, blasted at home.
And I think this actually is going to possibly drop them out of that top eight seed and put them into a road.
And secure Kennett as a top.
Kennett
correct.
Is going to be.
That puts Kennett in. So I think Kennett had a little bit more to play for here, an opportunity to come up. But it's 5A. I think it's going to be anybody's ballgame there.
Well, our first and 10-10 continues. This next game, I'm not sure who to go to. Either the former head coach at Central Bucks West or the lead PA announcer at Father Judge. Okay, let's go with the former head coach at Central Bucks West. Central Bucks West beats Central Bucks East 21-14 in the first ever night game hosted by Central Bucks East. Former Central Bucks West head coach Brian Hensel. Why is this in our first and 10-10?
Well, CB West had everything that they could handle in a CB East attack. This is a great backyard rivalry. I say that a lot, but this is truly one that I've experienced firsthand and up close for the last 25-plus years. And we saw this game was 14-14 going well into the fourth quarter, and CB West manages to put a drive together toward the end of the game and then take the lead and hold on to that lead. You know, I think that the key to this was stopping that ground attack that CB East does so very well.
I'm trying to mince my words here. CB East lost tonight a shot at winning the national conference title. Now they would have Pensbury beat them outright. And I hate saying it this way. And we've kind of been wondering all year if CB East would have that game that would trip them up. I get it's a rivalry game and everything. This is a bad time for a trip up. This is a real bad time for a trip up.
Well, I think that they've been very successful riding the coattails of a young man named Colin Schein. He is a tremendous running back and has the respect of everybody in the league. And I got to believe that West made a huge part of their game plan tonight to stop that run and have him go to maybe their second or third best weapon. Tonight it just didn't pay off. But going into this game, both teams were fairly confident that they were going to be in the top 16 dance. And I don't know if East kind of played back on this one or not.
Well, but there was a lot. I was just going to say, Brian, this is your number one rival, the team that historically has kind of kicked you in the on Thanksgiving Day
mostly.
And you have a shot to at least share a conference title, which we're all told matters so much in this playoff world, right?
It does. Yeah.
Momentum,
titles, jackets. All that, you lay back?
And there's one more thing, too. The three Central Bucks schools have a cup that they share, whoever has the best record. We saw earlier this year that East beat West. And then last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, South beat West. I'm sorry, a few weeks back, it was East beating South, and then it was South beating West. Now West beats East, so there's some parity in that district there.
Kevin, you think what I'm thinking? All right, this is
I have no idea what I'm thinking that I could say on the air.
This is Brian Hensel's night. His comment he just made, forgot his computer cord, he's at 52%.
How much?
Couldn't find his headset as the opening was playing. You are now on secret. You're not even secret probation. Oh my Lord! We'll get you
double secret probation.
Want some sugar? You okay?
I need some sugar.
We'll get you some sugar
or some coffee. Lots of coffee.
Oh, there you go.
There's freebie in the other office. So
all right. Well, let's keep our first and 10 going at 10, knowing that 99.9% of the city is watching the Phillies right now.
There's a game tonight.
There's a game. We're all wearing our Phillies gear, by the way, too, except the guy with the Montreal Montreal Expo hat sitting off to my left here. All right, let's go Westchester, Ruston, Unionville. And this is for sentimental reasons, obviously, Kevin, but Westchester, Ruston beats Unionville tonight 42-21.
And Ruston, to me, it's one of those teams that we've been wondering all year where they were going. Played their best football the last 3 weeks, Brian.
Kevin, I told you in week one, even in the preseason show, that I thought Ruston was going to be the powerhouse in the league. And this year, you know, they started off the season only two victories in the first 3 weeks and finished the last 5 or 6 weeks very, very strong. And I'm not surprised to see the end of the story for Ruston. And I think they're going to be a tough out for people in the playoffs. And sad to see Coach Pat Clark's last game was tonight at Unionville.
Right.
They had a very, very outside shot chance of making that top 16 team, and this loss definitely puts them out.
Hey, just go jump back to that West-East game, by the way. Coming into the night, East was ranked number three, was slotted in the number three spot in the playoff bracket. That would have been their highest seed ever, and they're not going to get that now.
Yeah.
Just little letdowns along the way. But we'll talk to John Donnelly in the selection show.
We hope.
We hope. No, John's a class guy.
Kidding.
John's a great guy. I know you are, but John's a great guy. All right, let's go. I thought this was going to be a better game. Mm-hmm. This is a 5A and a 4A matchup because Upper Moreland is 4A. Is it Upper Moreland 4A, Kev? I thought they were
5A. They're 5A now.
They're 5A.
Okay.
They have moved
5A
up.
Matchup.
They
moved up. Okay. PW on the road beats Upper Moreland tonight 56-20. Brian Hensel, why is this in our first and 10 to 10?
Well, Plymouth White Marsh is the team that's kind of flying under the radar as far as those top teams that have been talked about in 5A. But they've put no less than 200 points on the board over the course of the last 4 weeks against some top 5A opponents as well, too. So this is one where I think they want to prove their self and say, hey, look up and take notice at what we're doing. Upper Moreland is another team that came off a big, big win last week, especially in some special teams. Maybe a little bit of letdown against PW, but nonetheless, this was a classic matchup of two teams that will undoubtedly be a very difficult team to face come 5A finals.
Brian's like saying the letdown like it's been a blind date. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's a letdown. It's a letdown. CB East has a letdown. This was a game we all pointed to for weeks.
Mm.
And we as a statement game for both. Because Upper Moreland got beat by Upper Dublin, and it's like, okay, how could they fare against that next level? In their building, they get blown out by 36.
It was a statement game.
It was a statement game.
But PW Dan made the statement.
Dan Chang's team has played extremely well, as you said, the last 4 weeks, over 200 points. They're really peaking at the right time. Are they at Strathaven Upper Dublin level? I don't think so. But
when you're putting 50 points up 4 consecutive weeks, better take notice of that.
But can they do that against Strathaven or Upper Dublin? I don't think so.
Well, I think the question becomes, can those other teams put points up against them
that's
well,
too? That's a better question.
This score was 56-6 late in the game, and it ended up 56-20. So they're not giving up the points either. So I would not rule out Plymouth White Marsh.
What you guys were talking about blind dates. The last blind date I went on, you know, I had to drive the entire time. Let's look at Belmont Charter and Academy New Church. You hate to laugh, Cooney, don't you? Okay?
Just give it to him.
Belmont Charter, Academy New Church. Now, this is a single A game, Brian, but this is a really good single A game. Belmont, 14 wins between the two coming into the game. Academy New Church prevails at home 58-28. Why is this in our first and 10 at 10?
We don't get a lot of conversation about our 1A schools in this area because we're mostly 5A and 6A schools. So I want to say we have no more than 7 1 and 2A schools in the area. So when you get this 1A, 1A matchup, it's kind of nice to see you know, where teams rank. You know, the Belmont charter team facing an independent ANC team. It's a lacrosse town matchup. Cross league matchup, and interesting to see how it comes together.
And Belmont in 2 weeks gets Steeled and Highspire, the power out of the middle of the state.
They really,
yeah.
Oh,
as that's congratulations, you're the 1A rep out of District 12.
That's
you get
right.
to District 3 and play them out there.
Yeah.
Okay, Roman Catholic St. Joe Prep. All right, Kev, let's go to you on this one.
Okay,
we wanted to know what Roman Catholic was made of coming into this game with a 7-1 record. Prep beat them, shut them out 42-0. Why is this in our first and 10-10?
Because St. Joe Prep is still probably the favorite to win 6A. Let's be honest. I mean, at this point, St. Joe Prep out of District 12 has just the one loss they have is in one of those showcase games down in Florida.
Right.
They have played extremely well. Now, the Catholic League is not what it's been. And we kind of wondered if Roman was the one team that could push them a little bit. The answer on that was clearly no. So now, I don't know when we get another one of them litmus test games for Prep. Where does this come? It's not coming in District 12, I don't think.
I think it's going to come in the middle of the state in the second week of December, Kevin.
Probably.
To be honest with you, because this Roman Catholic team being blanked, that's one thing, because they've got some firepower on their offensive side of the ball, but they also have a very stalwart defense, and to give up 42 points for them
it was quick scoring too.
Yeah.
It went from 7-0 to like 28-0 in a hurry.
That just tells me right now that there's no one that can give St. Joseph perhaps a litmus test in this area. I just don't see a team that we've been reporting on for the last 10 weeks that could come even close to it.
All right. Game 9 of our 10, first and 10 at 10 here. We'll get to our commercial break in just a little bit. Ridley beats Upper Darby 35-6. That's a road win for Ridley. And Brian, I'll go to you. It's in our first and 10 at 10 because...
Well, Ridley's fighting for one of those top 8 spots in the 6A playoffs. And that's a very difficult place to go to and win. So taking this victory and a convincing victory at that pretty much puts them in a position where they can be one of those top 8 seed teams. They're right there in the bubble, but it's a lot nicer to be playing in your own backyard than to getting on a yellow school bus and driving to another opponent who has a near same record as you.
Yeah, and Ridley's in one of those teams that's going to be towards the middle or the back end of the bracket that nobody's really going to want to play. Because that style just can mess you up for weeks.
They're always a very, very physical football team. You're going to know at the end of the night that you played a football game when you go to Ridley.
Either they're going to beat you that week or they're going to beat you the following week when you're too beat up to play in the next round.
That's a good way to put it, Kevin.
All right, our final first and 10 at 10. We go to the Pioneer Athletic Conference, and this is the crossover game, one of the crossover games Rob Sr. from PA Prep Live talked about last week. And this is Perkiomen Valley against Pope John Paul II. Pope John Paul is the home team, so it's a Saturday game. No lights for them. Kev, I'll start with you. This is in our first and 10 at 10 because...
Well, it's the league championship of the PAC. And I think the PAC is one of those leagues that we don't maybe pay enough attention to because it's not Suburban One, it's not Central, it's not Chestmont. But... Pope John Paul is pretty good, and Pope John Paul is going to be one of those teams in 4A everybody's going to keep an eye on. And if they could beat Perk Valley, or they could say close to Perk Valley, I think we have a pretty good indication then of what they could capably do in 4A.
Well, for our listeners, Pope John Paul is not just a really good team. They're an 8-0 football team, and that carries a lot of weight. Perk Valley is such a good team. They spread the ball around very well. They play solid, consistent defense. And to come out of this game, obviously, the goal for PJP is going to be take a victory.
Right.
But there's a lot you can take away from this game in terms of getting prepared for what starts in Week 11, which is those 4A playoffs. Now, remember, fewer 4A teams in the southeastern Pennsylvania area than there are 5 and 6A teams.
Which means a smaller playoff field, which means you end up going into a state tournament a little quicker.
1 week sooner, yeah. So there's only 8 teams that make it, and they're clearly going to be one of those teams that makes it at 8-0 currently. But when you get battle-tested by a Perkiomen Valley, whether you win or lose that game, it's about, hey, how do we advance and get better? You got to come out healthy, and number two, if you don't win, you got to come out not being embarrassed.
And you
that could kill your
league
momentum.
Title, right?
And league school. Title in
yeah.
the line.
League
absolutely.
Title in line. Yeah. Yeah. So, and right now, Pope John Paul with a healthy lead at the number one spot in 4A. And that's big because there's only four teams that make it out of the 4A bracket, unlike 6A and 5A, where each bracket has 16 teams. So Pope John Paul, Interboro behind them. Both those teams, by the way, Pope John Paul and Interboro play tomorrow. So that'll have the 4A bracket will be more, I guess, settled tomorrow. Is that safe to
I
say?
Would say? Yeah. Oh, as far as I think
final
the number
rankings.
The teams that are going to be in is pretty close to being decided.
Right.
As far as where they shake out is
going to
be.
Shanahan won. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Where those teams shake out is going to be what's decided tomorrow afternoon.
Okay. So that is our first and 10 at 10. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to roll scores. But again, coming up at 11 o'clock, it's our selection show. It's the 6A bracket. There will be 8 games, 16 teams. We'll talk to all 16 coaches. And before we go to break, I do want to, right now, before I forget, I want to thank all the coaches who I contacted. When I reached out to them, almost immediately, I got responses, no matter what day I reached out to them. So I want to thank all 16 coaches from 6A just for making my job so much easier this week. I really appreciate it. When we come back, we've got scores and highlights. It's a Friday night, week number 10 on the Odyssey app and the High School Football Scoreboard Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Follow Talk Radio 1210 on Instagram and Facebook at 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Scoreboard Show, week number 10 here in the Odyssey app, 1210 WPHT. The boys are in town with me, Brian Hensel, Kevin Cooney. I'm Jeff Nolan, Phil Almquist, engineering across the way. And then we have a special guest in attendance, the very able Joey Zemblack, who used to work with us at the show on the show in Lansdale. So we brought him in to show him what we do, and he's so impressed, he's asking to leave early. So we're going to keep
Joe
here.
That's tough because he can't walk home.
He can't walk home. He can barely walk right now. It's a whole other story. An accident, but he's healing from it, and we're very grateful for that. All right, remember, selection show coming up, 11 o'clock. Those numbers, courtesy of Kyle Berger. He is working on it as we speak, and he's also, gentlemen, looking for a Methacton Upper Marion final, if somebody can get that for Kyle.
I'm trying to find that myself.
All right. And meanwhile, we've got scores to run here. And Kev, why don't you start? Because there was only one Catholic League matchup tonight. We gave that score, the shutout win over Roman. Okay. But the Public League got their playoffs started tonight. So why don't you kind of explain to people how that goes?
So the public league started actually yesterday. They had a 5A quarterfinal and a 6A quarterfinal going. And let me give you the scores from them. Simon Gratz in a 5A beats Ben Franklin 27-0. So Gratz will advance in one 5A quarterfinal. Northeast in a 6A quarterfinal beat Palumbo 42-0. So Northeast and Gratz move on. Gratz at 5A, Northeast in 6A. Now today's scores will start in the 5A quarterfinals. Imhotep, a 69-0 win over Dobbins. So Imhotep advances into a semifinal there. Martin Luther King beat Frankfurt 7-6. So that was another quarterfinal in 5A. So those two have moved on. So three-fourths of the quarterfinals have been set within the public league in 5A. In 6A, Lincoln. 41-7 winner over George Washington. So Lincoln goes to 7-3. They move on. The Central beats Kensington 27-16 in another 6A quarterfinal. So Central, despite only being 3-6, will move on. They upset Kensington, if you will. And then Alney Charter in 6A beats South Philly 56-6. So Alney, as we have talked about all year, one of the better stories in the public league. They move on to the semifinals, if you will, in 6A. So it's Alney, it's Central, Lincoln, and Northeast. Those are your four 6A quarterfinal teams. 5A, it's Imhotep, Frankfurt, Gratz has gone on, and tomorrow there is one more game, and I'm trying to get that right now. That would be Mastery Charter North and West Philly. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Super Site. And that is the other quarterfinal in that. There's a 4A team as well. There was a 4A bracket as well in, I'm trying to get it. I lost my screen, Jeff.
Well, that's yeah. I'm actually having troubles over here, but I do.
Okay. Boys Latin 44-8 win over Overbrook, so they are in the 4A district final, and they will play tomorrow against School of the Future, the winner of School of the Future and John Bartram. That will be played 1 o'clock at Bartram.
Go ahead. I was going to let you go.
No, go ahead.
I said the School of the Future. Do we know who's going to win that game?
Never gets old. Never gets old. But I do want to talk about going into the past, Brian, a little bit before we move forward the scores. Imhotep, 69-0 winner tonight. They've only played, this is only their seventh game of the season. Plus, they were off week. How hard is that to keep a rhythm going?
It's funny. We were talking about this off air earlier. And with Imhotep, they've had game cancellations. They've right. had bye weeks. I don't know how they do it in terms of staying focused on where things are at, but a 69-0 victory, that's pretty convincing.
All right. So, Kev, do you give the Thursday scores?
Yes, I did.
Okay. We got a lot of moving parts right now, so bear with us with the selection show coming up at 11. I'm going to go to the Suburban One League here, week number 10, and Central Bucks South. They beat Penn Ridge on the road tonight, 32-23. 2-8 season for Penn Ridge. They still have Thanksgiving Day against Quakertown. The Battle of Council Rock, Rock North and Rock South. North wins at Walt Thunder Stadium tonight, 21-20. Both teams 4-6. North Penn beats Abington 38-21. North Penn now improves to 5-5 on the season. Two-win season over there in Abington. Abington, though, getting some late points, Brian. You talked about earlier about teams giving up late points and that sort of thing. Abington tried to rally back as best they could.
Yeah, when you take a look at the matchups that Abington has had this year, they have had some big time programs that are making it onto the 5A schedule. So, yeah, they're coming away this season with two wins. But I'm looking at five of their opponents and maybe even six of their opponents are looking very good at making the 6A playoffs. So they've played a very rigorous schedule.
All right, we look at the scores. Upper Dublin will finish the regular season unbeaten at 9-0. They beat Quakertown at home tonight, 38-8. Looks like they probably will lock up a number one seed at the 5A. Hopefully we've got those results coming up in a few moments. Big Red of Satterton pounds Ben Salem, 45-6. Also, we have Hatboro Horsham losing to Twin Valley tonight, 49-13. That is a final there as well. Rough season for Hatboro Horsham, but it's nice to see they were able to reboot the program and get things going. I'll look at the Chessmont, Kev, if you want to get ready for the Del Valle and Central.
Sure.
Coatesville beats Avon Grove 35-7. It was Westchester Henderson beating Westchester East 14-7. And it was kind of, Brian, I would say this was an interesting game because both teams pick up their first wins last week. So barring a tie, obviously, somebody had to get a win. And you got to feel good even if it's a second win, right?
Hey, Henderson's finishing the season on a two-game win streak.
Right.
As a coach, you when you're having a tough season like that and getting your players motivated through week 7 and week 8, you get those last two victories, especially against the sister school with Westchester East being an in-district school. That's one, it's a pride game. Number two, that group of kids that's coming back, those sophomores and juniors, you can say, hey, guys, we started to build something end of last year. That carries over into the weight room in January, the outdoor training when the spring comes along, summer passing league, and then when you get there to the fall.
So there really is some significance in taking a winning streak into the offseason? Because I always thought that was just coach speak.
Well, I am a coach and a former head coach.
Silly me, Kevin.
So I guess it was a little coach speak, but you got to grab it some but things
no, you
here,
make,
too.
But no, it yeah. makes sense, though. It yeah. makes sense because you can tell your team, hey, we didn't start off well, but look what we did at the end of the year. Let's build on that. You carry that in.
Yeah. What are we going to do different to make sure that that doesn't happen to us in 2023?
And the final score that I have here in the Chessmont is Sun Valley Northerly with a 5-5 season. They beat Oxford 15-14. Kevin?
All right. In the Del Valle, one game tonight, Bishop Shanahan 35-6 win over Chichester. So Shanahan finishes the regular season at 4-6 in a crossover game because it's Chessmont National and Del Valle, I should say. Central League. I should keep going, right, Jeff?
Yep.
Yeah, please.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Garner Valley, 49-3 over Conestoga. Garner Valley is now 9-0. We will hear their name pretty high on the 6A bracket. Strathaven is 10-0. They finished a perfect regular season in the Central. 43-21 win over Marple Newtown. Radnor beats Pencrest tonight, 28-26. That's a final. And Radnor picks up their third win of the year. Pioneer Athletic Conference.
I'll do that. Kevin Owen J. Roberts beats Potts Grove 17-8. Keeps them in the playoffs. Kev will tease that, right?
Just keep teasing.
But it doesn't end there. It gets even more interesting. Springford shut out Phoenixville 56-0. Brian, are you surprised, given that Phoenixville has been playing so well at home, throttled like that?
Well, Springford's a very good football team.
Oh, I know they are.
But to not put a single point on the board there was a surprise to me. I thought this was going to be a little tougher battle with Springford having the edge. But Phoenixville just not putting points on the board there and giving up 8 touchdowns. That's just the point where I'm saying I wonder if they had some injuries going on there or whatnot. I don't know the answer to that. And plus, it's pride for the Frontier Conference and the Liberty Conference.
The Boyertown-Upper Perkiomen game. Boyertown, second time this year they put 60 points on the board. They beat Upper Perkiomen 62-31. Our friend Rick Hunter, who reported on the Boyertown win at the beginning of the year, texted me and said if Boyertown wins tonight, which they did, and they win next week, it will be their first 500 season in 9 years. Which is great.
And if they win next week, it's more than 500.
Correct. Above 500. You're right. Correct.
Yeah.
And the score we were looking for, we got. Methacton, another feel-good story. They beat Upper Marion 42-35, both teams at 4-5. That's good for Methacton.
Yeah.
All right, Kev, you want to go to the BAL?
BAL, we have not heard from Bristol Jenkintown. Let's go in the independent. It's New Hope Salisbury 24-19. Good game tonight. New Hope picks up their first win. That was over to George School. And in the Interac Episcopal Academy, 59-28, all over Chesa Hill Academy. I think those, Brian.
Yes.
Those records, I believe, are flipped, right?
Episcopal is 7-0.
Right.
And Chestnut Hill is now 3-4.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That Episcopal Academy team I've seen on film.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them live.
Mm-hmm.
I had said earlier in our show that I didn't see anybody in the area that could give St. Joe Prep any kind of a game.
Malvern Prep.
I'll say even more so.
But let's save that. I want to go to that next segment. Do you mind?
Yeah, no problem.
What we were talking about?
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about Malvern Prep in the next segment for reasons. No, that's okay. We should have clued you in. All right, I'll do. Kev, you want me to do Saturday real quick?
I'll do it real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Have a couple District 1 games in note. Haverford High and Lower Merion, that's at 1 o'clock. Perk Valley, Pope John Paul, we talked about that in the pack. That is a championship game. That's at 1 o'clock. Academy Park at Chester. Chester tries to go 9-1. That'll be played at 11 a.m. District 12, Ryan Newman Goretti, good one tomorrow at the South Philly Supersite at noon. West Catholic Bonner Prendy, that's at 1. Carroll and Kamal Egan at Truman, that's at 6. Judge and LaSalle, that's at 6. West Philly and Pickett Mastery Charter, that's at 1. School of the Future Bartram, we mentioned in the playoffs, that's at 1. Interact, Malvern and Germantown Academy. Feeling good about that one, Brian?
We're going to talk about that.
Kiske and Hill School. I'm just messing up Jeff's whole segment.
No, it's great. I love it.
Maryland School for the Deaf at Perkiomen School, that's at 2. Haverford and Penn Charter at 2. Valley Forge Military Academy in Mercersburg is at 2. Everything's at 2. Wyoming Centenary and Blair Academy, that's at 4:30. Blair Academy's not playing twice, are they? Oh, that's it. We got a break.
All right, we'll take a time. As we go to break, I got to tell you, we're watching TV here, and it's breaking into pixels, and it reminds me, I'm bidding on a Picasso on eBay. So, not a Picasso, a Picasso. It's with a Z, not an S. We'll come back with more scores and highlights in the High School Football Scoreboard Show next on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Nolan and Kevin Cooney.
That's who we are. Come up at 11 o'clock. It's the selection show, the 6A brackets, 16 teams, 16 coaches, 8 different games. With Brian Hensel, along Kevin Cooney, I'm Jeff Nolan. Brian Hensel, working on the staff of Germantown Academy, taking on Malvern Prep tomorrow afternoon. Big game for you guys. And a little twist, because Malvern was beat by Haverford last week. They lost their first game. And as a coach or a team, do you look at them and say, all right, they got beat. They're vulnerable or no?
My first year working in the Interact, and I'm noticing that there's no pushovers. And, you know, watching Malvern on film and having seen some of their scores from previous weeks this year, I got a lot of respect for them. You know, obviously Haverford was up for that game and, you know, might have caught Malvern at a weak moment, but Coach Guerrero does a great job with his kids.
And he's been a guest here.
Yeah. And a wonderful interview. And I would be very, very confident that he's going to have his guys prepared for Saturday afternoon.
But when they lose, did you want to be the team that handed them their first loss? Does that ever matter?
Well, you want to win each week, obviously. Sure. You know, and hey, if it turns out to be, like, those are things you can't control. You can only control the things that are right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be a victor every week. You know, I don't mind saying that on the air. You know, who wouldn't want to win each week?
Absolutely.
But as far as being the first one to do it, those are things that are out of your hands. So one of the things that we use on our coaching staff is deal with the things that are right in front of us, the things that you can control.
Well, right in front of us is the time, and we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll get you set up at least for the selection show. Biggest week for us, week number 10. It's the High School Football Scoreboard Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Live and local all day with Kale & Company, Don Stensland, Dom Giordano, and Rich Fioli on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Hey, we welcome you back. Final segment of the first hour. I've given the boys off to get ready for 11 o'clock in the selection show. That's Brian Hensel and Kevin Cooney. I'm Jeff Nolan, Phil Almquist, engineering tonight. Again, if you're unfamiliar with what's coming up at 11 o'clock, it's what we call the 6A selection show. It's the top bracket, PAAA football. We'll get all 16 coaches on. We'll tell you what the matchups are. They've changed a little bit because of the results that have happened tonight. So if you were looking at the PIAA website saying, oh, I know what's going on. No, you don't. Trust me. You want to get it here at the 6A Selection Show. Run that from 11 to 12. That's coming up here in a little bit. The conversation with the coaches. We'll break it all down. It's a Friday night. It's a football night. We're competing with baseball. Not week number 10 of the high school football season. We do not compete with anybody because we got all the scores and all the highlights and all the good things that happen in the world of high school football in the Delaware Valley. Well, the boys and I are going to step aside, come back with us. It's the 6A Selection Show next on the High School Football Scoreboard Show, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
WPHT. WPHT-HD. WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter, it's the Scoreboard Show. The Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Nolan and Kevin Cooney.
Well, here we go. It's the 6A Selection Show. Top 16 teams in the 6A bracket. The matchups and the coaches. That's what we're going to be talking about right now with Brian Hensel, Kevin Cooney. I'm Jeff Nolan, Phil Almquist, engineering across the way. And Kevin, I've explained it a couple times. Do you like to explain it one more time?
Yeah, pretty much, you know, it's the top 16 teams in 6A and 5A in District 1. We usually end up having all the coaches on from 6A, and we break down the matchups. Now, it's not a perfect science because there are games tomorrow that could affect the outcome. Jeff?
Yes, they can. So what we're going to do is now we're going to go from top seed, then two, then three. We're going to keep it nice and easy, boys. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me.
All right. So here we go. It's the 6A Selection Show. And once again, representing District 1 6A as the number one seed, the defending district champ, Garnet Valley Jaguars, and their first-year head coach, Eric Van Wyk. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, so Mike Rickey handed you a team, and you successfully put them right back where they were last year. How tough of a job was it for you?
Tough of a job. I got incredible assistant coaches that have been on this staff for many years, so I really leaned on them. And we had a great senior group that really bought into our beliefs. So I think it's more of a testament to the assistant coaches and our seniors more than me.
Eric, I think the one question that we always ask a team who's had success the year before and now going back into the tournament, how much does this change the approach at all? Does it give you guys an added sense of confidence because of what you went through last year? And do you almost have to remind them that it's a week-to-week league at this point and your season rides every game?
Well, absolutely. I completely agree with the week-to-week approach. But I do think experience helps anytime, right? And, you know, only having two returning starters from last year's team, I feel like we obviously have experience now, but a lot of the guys weren't truly out there on the big nights last year in the playoffs. So I think these guys are excited to make their own memories and have an opportunity to get their first taste on Friday night next week.
Coach, with the success you guys had a year ago, did the guys that are starting for you this season and over the past few weeks get a good bit of time on the field with scores that were a little bit lopsided from last year's season?
Yeah, I would certainly say that, you know, yes, last year in the past, there was a lot of opportunities for juniors to get to play. And I think because of that, you know, and getting that experience certainly helped them out this year and translated with a pretty successful season.
Well, Eric Van Wyk and Garnet Valley, you're the number one seed. And as we let you go, Eric, I will tell you, we don't know your opponent yet. It will be Owen J. Roberts unless Haverford wins tomorrow. If Haverford wins tomorrow, you will play Haverford. So we don't know. We're going to talk to Luke Dougherty in just a few moments, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for the time.
Thanks. Good luck, Coach. Congratulations on the number one seed. So that is the number one seed, Garnet Valley. Now they're going to play either Owen J. Roberts, who is currently in that spot, and if Haverford playing tomorrow wins, they will bump Owen J. Roberts out. We're trying to get a hold of Rich Kolka from Owen J. Roberts.
He has responded to my text.
Okay. We do have Haverford's Luke Dougherty. Hey, Luke, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. I'm really excited.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I've been watching the Phillies game all night. I'm not paying attention to all the points because I knew it was out of my hands right now. We're playing tomorrow, so I'm watching the Phillies tonight. And then, you know, I saw Jeff's text, and obviously I knew all the different scenarios that could happen that I played throughout the week. But then getting the text was pretty cool, knowing that, you know, obviously we knew it was in our hands. We have to win a game against a tough Larmarin team tomorrow. But to know that winning is enough to get us in is a great feeling. So that gives us a little juice. Added juice tomorrow to come in focus in that game.
Luke, no spoilers on the Phillies, please. Some of us are DVRing this one. So how do you approach tomorrow? I mean, you obviously there, you know, it's kind of for all the marbles for you, but does the game plan change at all? I mean, do you kind of approach it any differently?
No, the game plan doesn't change at all for us. I mean, we were 2-5 at one point. We've been in playoff mode since we were 2-5. So we had two wins in a row, beating Lincoln High School and then beating Pencrest last week. And obviously the goal is always been to get to 5-5, whether that was good enough to get us into playoffs or not. We want to win Central League games. So the idea here is that at 2-5 a few weeks back, I told the guys that we were in playoff mode if we wanted to have a shot. So our mentality has been every practice, every game that we play is do or die for us. So it doesn't change our mindset at all. We've been in that mindset for a couple weeks. And we went in knowing that tomorrow's game, if we had any shot, we're going to have to win either way. So that's been our mentality of practice all week, that we obviously want to win Central League games. But more importantly, this one has a little bit of a special meaning because if you can win, you can get into the playoffs. So obviously, we've had that mentality all week in practice, so it doesn't change anything for us.
All right, Luke.
I've talked to some of the guys on our team, and they're not fazed at all.
All right. Well, listen, good luck against your opponent tomorrow, Lower Merion, and, well, we'll look for the results. And we switch gears now, and we go to the opponent currently, Owen J. Roberts, and their head coach, Rich Kolka. Rich, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well. It's got to be frustrating to know your fate is in somebody else's hands.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I'm not going to lie to you.
Coach, very well put. Coach, do you and your staff go to that game tomorrow just to see what happens, or do you kind of just wait for the results by the phone?
Yeah, I'm not going to go. I can't control anything about it, so I don't want to sit there and worry about anything for 3 hours, so I'm going to pass on that one.
Rich, I guess the question is, you know, this is a strange year anyway. The fact that you're on the precipice of getting in the playoffs, how do you approach it? I mean, normally coaches would start exchanging films and all this tomorrow or Sunday morning. You're kind of in a holding pattern right now, aren't you?
That's exactly right. So the actual seed meeting isn't until Sunday morning, like 10 right. or something like that, whatever it might be. So that's when you officially know who you're playing. But years before we made it, you knew who we were going to play anyway. So you'd get the films on Saturday, but that's not happening this year.
All right. Well, listen, you watch Twitter or go watch the game, whatever you want to do.
Or watch the Phillies.
Or watch the Phillies like everybody else. We've got two listeners right now, you and, I don't know, maybe one of your friends. Hey, listen, great season, though. And do me a favor, tell the good doctor in the athletic department we all said hi.
I will do so. Thanks for that, guys. Take
all right,
care.
Thank you so much. That is Rich Kolka. He is currently in the 16th spot. Out tomorrow if Haverford wins. Opponent is Garnet Valley. Well, the second seed this year is a man who's making, well, maybe a comeback of his own. The Pensbury Falcons with a win tonight. They go to 9-1 this season. And Galen Snyder, in his second tour as head coach, is directing the Falcons. Galen, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, Galen, the obvious question, I'm sure you're tired of answering this, is how do you go 0-10 to 9-1? What are some of the reasons?
Everybody pitched in. I mean, it starts with the kids, first and foremost, wanting to get it done. And then you get a good staff going, and, administration at school cooperates. And, you put it all together and you get it going.
Galen, when you look at the way you've played in your biggest games, even looking back at your first game against Coatesville, you were close, and it was obviously first week and everything. But every big game you've played here, you've been able to pull away from teams. What does that say about the character of what you have, and how much is it you're able to wear teams down as you go?
Well, I think there is a wearing them out effect as we go in the game, but the kids play hard for four quarters, and we got some good ball players, tough kids. They get after it.
Coach, you're always good about giving credit to your players and being the ones to take over things. At this point, being at 9-1, what's your team look like today compared to where it was 10 weeks ago?
Well, that's a funny thing. I think, who was it, Kevin? Did Kevin just bring up Coatesville game?
Yes.
Well, he knows. He's watched us for a lot of years. He knows week one we're always, not too great. So,
trial and error, Galen.
Yeah, it always takes us a couple weeks to get the offensive line going. Now, Coatesville is a really good team, I do think it's a different game. I think it's a much closer game if we end up seeing each other down the road.
All right, Galen, congratulations. Right now I think we have you two or three. We're trying to confirm it right now, but let's leave it the way it is. So that means your opponent is going to be Quakertown, and we bring on George Bannis of Quakertown, who last season won a couple rounds into the postseason. Not a good start, but still makes it in as a 15th seed. George, congratulations.
Thanks, fellas.
Hey, so we're not exactly sure if you've got Perkiomen Valley or you've got Pensbury, but you can talk about both because I think you've got a little history with both, right? Or at least with Perk Valley.
We do with Perk Valley. We have, we played them in a mud bowl back in 2015. And actually, they ended up getting the turf field after that game because we destroyed it so bad. And we scrimmaged them for the last couple of years as well. So Rob does a real good job over there with them. And Galen's doing a heck of a job down at Pensbury. I'm just happy we're not going back down to Garnet Valley, hopefully.
I don't think that's possible.
All right, good.
Coach, what is it that you got your team turned around? Like, what track did you do? You guys started off, I hate to say this to you, but you guys did not start off well at all. And mid-season, you guys just kind of flipped a switch and said, hey, we're going to have a different season this year. What was it that you would look to say that's where the turnaround came about for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we lost, an awful lot, right? We lost, let's face it, 20 out of 22 players. We just got beat up in weeks 2, 3, and 4 by teams. And, I mean, it wasn't close. And we just sort of, put our heads together and said, listen, who's our most aggressive 11 players and where can we move them so they're all in the field together? So we ended up moving, I think we moved 8 guys on defense around and just came out and just started playing really aggressive, football on the defensive side. And then the offense sort of, fed into that as well. And then they started playing better. To get on a, four-game roll. Obviously we ran into a buzzsaw tonight with Upper Dublin, but You know, I think that was a turning point. It was just saying, hey, we don't care who they are, but what's the best 11, and let's put them on the field together.
George, congratulations making the postseason again. You're starting to become a regular fixture.
I appreciate it, guys.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll continue with the 6A Selection Show, the High School Football Scoreboard Show in 1210 WPHT.
It's WPHT's version of Friday Night Lights.
It's the Scoreboard Show.
Only on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And the free Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's the 6A Selection Show here on 1210 WPHT, the Odyssey app as well. And the boys are in studio with me. That's Brian Hensel, former CB West head coach. Also, we've got Kevin Cooney, and I'm Jeff Nolan. We've already told you that number one Garnet Valley will take on either Owen J. Roberts, who's in the spot right now, or Haverford if they win tomorrow. The number two seed currently is Pensbury, and they will be taking on the Panthers of Quakertown. So that brings us to our number three seed, and that's Perkiomen Valley, and Rob Heist is their head coach. And Rob, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
As we welcome you, and I've got the guys in front of me, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a way that Perk Valley, with a win tomorrow, could jump into number two. Kevin, do I have that
yes,
right?
Yes. Okay. If they win tomorrow, they will get the two seed, and they will move up to play Quakertown, and you will play North Penn.
Right. Now, right now we have you playing North Penn. Okay, Rob. So let's talk a little bit about you guys this season, 8-1, taking on Paul II tomorrow. So your season's not quite over yet. You're still in the win now mood, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our goal is always to win our league, and our league championship is tomorrow against Pope John Paul. So that's kind of where our focus is right now. But, you know, I'm certainly interested in who we'll see next Friday in the district playoffs, no doubt.
Coach, in terms of getting ready for a big game like you've got with the league championship tomorrow, how do you go from that step to saying, okay, now, guys, we got to shift gears and we're looking at the playoff picture right now? How do you, like, talk to our audience about what it's like to win that league championship as you battle for it, and at the same time you're preparing to get to that next step, which is the PIAA playoffs?
Well, we talk a lot at Perkiomen Valley about three seasons within the football season. Our first four games are always non-league, the way our league is split into two divisions. That's kind of our season one. Then our league play, which will culminate here tomorrow against Pope John Paul, is kind of season two. And then we'll be kicking off season three here next week to start district. So, you know, I like to think about it that way. I think it helps the kids to sort of refocus and re-energize at this stage of the season. And look forward to making hopefully a good run here.
Rob, when you look at it, I mean, your options are North Penn, who is a perennial power and a team that traditionally has done very well in this tournament, or a Quakertown team who is got to the district semis last year. You know, when you look at that, does that make it, because they're not surprises, does that make it easier to plan when you get into Sunday morning and Monday and you start breaking down? Because there's very few surprises. These are two veteran coaches you would face.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have the utmost respect for Coach Beck at North Penn and Coach Bannis at Quakertown. We're a little bit more familiar with Quakertown, having played them a couple times in the last few years. We haven't played North Penn, I don't think, until since 2013.
Right.
It was the last time we saw them in the playoffs. So, you know, whoever we get, we'll cross that bridge when we get there Sunday morning and you know, hopefully be ready to play a great football game.
No, if it's North Penn, it's going to be your bridge, buddy. So congratulations on that. A 2 or 3 seed for Perk Valley and Rob Heist. Congratulations, Rob.
Thanks a lot.
All right. So North Penn right now is the opponent. Could not reach Dick Beck. So we're going to go to the 4-13 game. And in the fourth seed, we've got, well, Coatesville, Matt Ortega. And the Red Raiders. So, hey, Matt, it's a 4 seed. Not too bad for you guys and a Conestoga team. I'm not sure how familiar you are with them.
Yeah, not real sure. I mean, we saw them on film last year when we played Ridley. And I kind of went against Coach in the All-Star game here in Chester County last year. So kind of got a little feel, you know, about, you know, what their offense is about. But yeah, you know, we'll watch film and we'll see, you know, what they're about.
Matt, kind of where do you think your team is at this point? You were on a roll at midseason. You know, where do you think you are as a group going into this tournament? Because a lot of people think you're the favorites coming into this.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. You know, I mean, again, it's never been easy for us. You know, we've battled some things, you know, that are out of our control. But, you know, our kids are kind of used to that. You know, it's kind of our edge, kind of our culture. You know, it's nothing new for us. So, you know, we're, again, just happy to be in the playoffs. And, you know, we're just happy to be home, you know, round one.
Coach, what do you think is your biggest challenge going into week 11, the start of the playoffs?
I mean, obviously it's going to be, you know, with our team this year, you know, it's still a little bit different. You know, in years past, we've been all about offense. And, you know, this year's kind of been built, you know, a little bit around the defense, you know. So, you know, for us, you know, offensively, you know, we're trying to still find our way in terms of our passing game, which has been a little bit of a question mark for us this year, which normally it isn't. But that's obviously the thing worrying us here getting into the playoffs. But, you know, we had a pretty good day today, and we keep getting better each week. And, you know, I'm excited for this group of seniors. You know, they've been through, you know, a lot this past year, you know, a lot going on in our school. But, you know, again, I'm just real excited to see, you know, what they can accomplish here this year.
Matt, bottom line, you got him in the postseason again. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that's Matt Ortega of Coatesville. The opponent will be number 13, Conestoga. Been there before. We've talked to Matt Diamond. We welcome Matt Diamond back. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, I'm great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Hey, listen, we'd like to get you higher in the rankings. Couldn't. Coatesville is an opponent with a lot of history, but you guys are no slouch. Talk a little bit about what you guys bring to the table.
Well, thanks. We're excited. You know, been trying to get an idea where we're going to be, you know, seeing that, you know, CB West and North Penn with wins and trying to figure out what where we might be slated. But no, we know Coatesville is a great program, a great tradition. But we're you know, we're excited for the opportunity to be in the playoffs and get an opportunity. So we're excited.
Matt, when you look at your team and the way it's kind of handled things in the second half of the season, where I'll ask the same question I gave Matt. Where do you think you are at this point? I mean, better than a 13 seed in a way? You think you're playing better than a 13 seed right now?
Well, I'd say our team, you know, we've won a handful of games that, you know, that have been real tight games that we've been able to pull out. And so I think that says a big testament to our kids, you know, the perseverance, and they've been in some tough situations. And so I'm hoping that plays a role for us, you know, as we get into the playoffs.
Coach, congratulations on making the playoff berth. What do you see as your team's biggest step that they need to take next week against a traditionally powerful Coatesville football team?
Well, you know, I mean, just understand that you got yourself into this position because of the work that you did. You don't need to be anything different than what you need to be. You need to be prepared. You need to have a great week of practice. And you need to let it all out on Friday night. But we're excited for the challenge.
Hey, Matt Diamond, welcome back to the party. Good luck against Coatesville, okay?
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Appreciate
it. Thank you. That is Matt Diamond from Conestoga. And let's go over the brackets before we take our next break, boys. Okay, Kev, it's Garnet Valley against either Owen J. Roberts, who is currently in the spot, but Haverford will take over Owen J. Roberts' spot if...
If Haverford beats Laura Marion tomorrow, they will go in. So Owen J. will be out on the outside looking in.
Right, go ahead.
No, let me keep going down the...
Go ahead. So Pensbury, currently at number two, will host Quakertown next week as number 15, which leads us to our third game, third-seeded Perk Valley hosting 14 North Penn. But, Kevin, that could change.
Yeah, that could change. If Perk Valley wins tomorrow in the Pioneer Athletic Conference, basically championship game, they would leapfrog Pensbury. And so it would be Pensbury North Penn at the 3-14, and it would be Perk Valley Quakertown as the 2-15.
Fourth, 4-13. That's pending that win, right?
That's pending the win. 4-13 is set. Coatesville Conestoga, according to Kyle Berger, will be the matchup in that 4-13 bracket.
Okay. So that's our final game that we've done so far. We're going to come back. We've got four more games to go. We've got eight more coaches to talk to. It's the 6A Selection Show, week number 10, High School Football Scoreboard Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Now, back to the Scoreboard Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
And back here, week number 10, High School Football Scoreboard Show. Is this our favorite week, Brian Hensel?
It's without question.
Tell people what happened. You couldn't sleep.
Well, I was telling Jeff on the ride in tonight, I said, week 10 is just an incredible week. And I found myself not once but twice this week just getting up in the middle of the night going, all the scenarios that could possibly happen. Who's going first? Who's going to be last? Who's going to switch spots?
It happened.
Right. And it's going down to not only not being finished by tonight, there are still a couple games, well, at least one game I know of tomorrow that's going to impact.
That's right.
Two games that are going to impact not only who's getting in, but who's playing who.
So we got another matchup to talk about in just a second, but I got to ask Brian Hensel, you've gotten our phone calls before. You have waited as a head coach for our phone calls.
Not during the Phillies game in the World Series, but yes, I have.
Oh, that's on. I forgot it was on. I really did. So go ahead. So what is it like before we go any further?
You're excited with anticipation, and as some of our coaches have said tonight, it's about the kids. You know, you're excited for them, and you want to make sure you temper their expectations, and I think it was well said tonight when they said, hey, listen, you guys have worked to get to this point, you've earned the right to be there. Now just bring that, what you've been taught, and bring that to the table next week.
It's the 5-12 game. That's what we're going to talk about right now. And fifth-seeded Downingtown West, well, that's where they're at. We'll leave that right there. Their head coach is Mike Milano. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right. I can't hold it any longer. Your opponent is Downingtown East. Do you have a history with them or no?
Yeah, a little.
What do you know about them?
Do you know anything?
And when's the last time you saw them?
About a half an hour ago. I think it was, or an hour. I'm not sure. Is that right? That's the matchup?
That's what we got right now, courtesy of Kyle Berger, and he's the best at what he does. What is it like to play back-to-back? I mean, you're not the first team to do it, but you've got such a history, and it's a in-school rivalry. What's that like?
We played Coatesville back-to-back about, I don't know, might have been 09, 08, somewhere back there. It's obviously interesting, to say the least. And then the East-West rivalry is just unmatched, I think. You know, so to have to go through that again with those guys, it's going to be an absolute challenge.
Mike, what was it about your game the night that you were able to basically pull away? I mean, it was one of them, every time we looked up, it was just a little bigger lead.
I don't know about that. I mean, we dug a big hole early. We came back. We were down 2 touchdowns. We hit a big play before the half to put us back in at 21-14. We took the lead in the fourth quarter, lost it, and then regained it. It was, I hate to say it, but it was like a typical Downingtown East, Downingtown West football game. It just was, and we were fortunate to come out on top.
Okay, then somebody was feeding wrong scores on Twitter, so that's our apologies.
That was not the deal.
Coach, I've had the opportunity to take in a couple of those Downingtown East, Downingtown West games, and they are emotional from the sidelines to the stands, even at the snack bar. What do you do to keep your players in check? Because I've always been so amazed at the calmness and the control of both sidelines in such an emotional, physical game. What is it that you guys do to work with your kids and keep them focused on the task at hand?
You must have been at the snack bar if you're saying you saw calmness and control. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Well, I wasn't there tonight. But
no, yeah. It's intense. The kids live for it. They know each other. They kind of grow up, you know, close. Some of them grow up playing little league sports together. It's intense. I don't know how to explain it. It's intense, and it's just a great, great rivalry and a great matchup every year.
Hey, Mike.
Last year they beat us. Last year we dug a big hole. They came back. We came back and took the lead 28-27 after being down 20, and they scored with 23 seconds left to beat us. You know, it's been that kind of series.
Well, I mean, at least hopefully you give the crowd the game they want next week. But congratulations, fifth seed. It's a home game for you. Does it feel like a home game?
Well, we were on the visitor side tonight. We were the away team at our own stadium. That's always interesting, too.
so many subplots.
I'm proud of my guys. We've had a rough season. I mean, we lost early in the year to Perk Valley by a point. Our quarterback had COVID. We had two kids suspended for a couple of weeks, lost 30-29. You know, we didn't get a chance to play Coatesville a couple of weeks because of all the craziness going on there. And my kids have stayed focused and worked hard. I'm proud of them.
All right, Mike, congratulations on the fifth seed, and best of luck to you guys the rest of the way.
Hey, thanks very much, man. Thank you.
All right, that is Mike Milano from Downingtown West. So let's go across the street, across the corridor. I can't be that far. Downingtown East is number 12 seed. And Mike Maddett back on the show with us. And Mike, you helped us kick the preview show off. And we kind of knew we might have you in this spot. Not surprised you're in it?
No, not at all.
All right, so here's the question. Same thing we asked Mike. What do you know about your opponent?
A lot.
What's it like? Same question. What's it like having to go back to back like this, especially with someone with such rich, two teams with such rich history together?
Well, sometimes it's good because you don't have to break down a ton of film. Sometimes it's hard to get a team back up. So we've got an emotional game against Coatesville, which we lost by 4, and an emotional game against Downingtown West, which we lost by 3.
Coach, you led up to the question I was going to ask you. You just had two back-to-back emotional games, and now you've got to get that team back and ready for their biggest game of the year that they always have in that repeat. What do you do different going into the week one of the playoffs versus, say, week 10 and you wrapped up? And obviously, tight game tonight, finished with a tough loss. What do you change, or what do you say to your players to get ready for that playoff game?
Well, it's almost like a blessing in disguise because we don't have to worry about our kids getting ready to play. They'll be ready to play again, especially a game that we had our chances to win. Our kids will be ready to play.
Mike, congratulations. I know you've got the same opponent you had tonight, but it's going to be great for the area and great for the school district. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. All right. Hey, speaking of rivalries, why don't we just keep going with rivalries. We've got the 6-11 game, and, well, we're familiar with both of these coaches. It's great to have them back. First of all, the sixth seed will be the Patriots, the Central Bucks East, and their head coach, John Donnelly. And, John, as we welcome you aboard here, you've made the postseason. A little toe stub tonight cost you a couple spots in the seeding. How do you react to that?
Well, look, number one, I mean, CBS is a really good football team. They're super well coached. It was a great game. You know, we had six trips inside the red zone that did not result in points. We had three turnovers. We had a missed field goal. We had, we got stopped, which, obviously is a credit to them. So we felt like we left a lot of points on the field. But it was a really good game. Unfortunately, came up in the wrong end of it. But, I felt like our kids played. They were very resilient and, we just didn't overcome all the adversity that was sent our way by them.
And I do want to point out that you will be taking on Central Bucks West. So I'll let the boys know here. Go ahead.
Is that official? I know there's three games that have to be played out tomorrow.
No, we don't think you're affected. That is Kyle Berger official.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
kind of pretty good.
Yeah, so, look, our kids are, will be excited to play CV West again. And it was a great atmosphere tonight. We'll be ready to go. The bottom line was we had three turnovers, and it's tough to win a football game in a rivalry game or any game when you turn over three times, and that's what we did tonight.
Coach, first of all, congratulations on a very successful season. Happy for you and your team. Hey, you lost a tough one tonight, but I got to believe it's not going to be hard to get your guys up on Monday afternoon for practice to get ready for hosting CB West once again and having a second shot at them. Am I right?
Absolutely. Whether it's win or loss, it's a 24-hour rule like everybody abides by, I think, for the most part. And, this one stings. It's been 4 years in a row, and for 3 years prior to this, they'd really had our number, and it wasn't close. And this was a close one tonight. And I think our guys, after they put some salve on the wound of tonight, they'll be ready to go for sure.
John, regardless, it's been a great season for you guys so far. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you guys very much.
And we always
thanks for having us on.
Good. 1, 2, 3.
Go East.
Go East. All right. That's how we end them all. Hey, let's keep it in the Central Bucks School District, and Rob Rohan joins us. Rob, you were 1-3 to start the season. Did you envision yourself as the 11th seed playing CB East 2 weeks in a row?
I mean, hey, it is what it is. we don't really worry about the numbers and where things fall. You go out and you try to win every week. That's the goal. And, you know, so, yeah, that's where we're at. So, you know, just again, excited for the opportunity.
Rob, I don't want to give away state secrets, but when you have a successful game plan and it wins in a game like this, and then you know that you're going to turn around in you know, 7 days and have to do it all over again, do you kind of throw everything in the blender and try again and come up with something different, or do you just rely on kind of the meat and potatoes stuff?
Well, I think at the end of the day, I mean, those conversations will be had, you know, as a staff and figure out what the best approach is. You know, so, you know, but there's things that we did well tonight, and there's things that, you know, maybe we'll look at the film and say, you know, we didn't do that so well. And so I think you evaluate the whole entire picture and, you know, collectively as a staff, you sit down and you say, okay, what gives you the best opportunity to win a football game? Because at this stage, it's you know, survive and advance. That's it. Yep. So,
Coach, congratulations on a successful finish to your season. Obviously, listen, I've been a part of that East-West matchup game for Central Bucks, and I don't think there's any feeling like it. The emotions are flying. How are you going to get your players prepared come Monday after a very emotional victory, because it was right down to the wire, obviously? How do you get them back on that, hey, guys, it's a whole new season?
Well, it is a new season, and we've already had that conversation. You know, I don't think it'll be as difficult as some people might think. You know, our kids are intelligent. You know, they have high IQs, and you know, I think they understand, you know, the reality of the situation in terms of, you know, yeah, you got to go back to a place where you just won a football game, and certainly, you know, CB East is a really good football team, and it was a tight game, and, you know, could have gone any which way. And I think our kids realize that. And, you know, I think our kids also believe that they want to do something special. And in order to do that, you know, it doesn't matter who you're playing. You're going to be able to put the ball down and go and execute and execute at a high level. So, you know, I don't foresee that being a difficult challenge.
All right, Rob Rohan, head coach, CB West, CB East again next week on the road. Congratulations making the postseason, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, you. Rob. It's the 6A selection show. We continue. Two games left, boys. It's the 7-10 game, and we welcome back in the seventh seed the 2020 District 1 champion, 6A champs, Souderton Big Red Indians. Ed Gallagher's the head coach. Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Hey, you will be taking on Central Bucks South out of the 10 seed. How much familiarity do you have with them?
Well, we've been really good at home for the past 3 years, and they're the last team to beat us at home. So I will, you know, Tom does a great job with that program, and you know, we have a lot of respect for them. We saw them in a 7-on-7 earlier this summer, and you know, they've got some really good athletes and some good physical linemen. So it's going to be quite a challenge for us.
Coach, you've been putting up a lot of points offensively, but your defense has really stepped up this year. What do you do to stop that spread attack that CB South brings to the table?
Well, I'm not sure how well we'll stop it. You know, we gotta wait and see what they look like on film. But I know they've got good kids, and their offense is always dynamic. And you know, their defense for years wasn't very good, but it definitely got better over the past couple of years. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Ed, there's a theory that at this time of year you dance with Wabrunya. You know, you do everything that you normally would do. But is there a tendency this, you know, these next couple of days to look and see what wrinkles you throw in here to go maybe a little off tendency to give a new look?
Well, we're gonna have to mix some things up. I mean, we lost our leading rusher in practice a week ago, and was also our leading tackler, and it was a devastating blow for us the night before the Upper Dublin game. So we're still kind of recouping from that, but I thought we had some kids step up for us tonight and filled in those positions and did a really admirable job. So hopefully we'll continue to move forward, and you know, we'll see what the different dynamics will look like. I'm not going to give anything away, but yeah, I'm sure we'll do some things.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Different.
Finish.
No, I'll just say we'll do some things different out of the normal sets that we use, so we'll see.
Well, Ed, you've got two things. You've got an experience, and you've got a title. Good luck the rest of the way. How do you like it when I put in the title there, huh? You like that?
You know what? I love it. You can say it again. 2020 district champs.
2020 district champs who also throw the football.
You know what? We do throw the football. We threw
do.
It a little bit tonight, too.
All right.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but it's been happening.
All right. Ed, congratulations.
Yeah, Jared. Jared went over 1,000 yards tonight. We had a quarterback throw for over 1,000 yards.
That's an Ed Gallagher school record while he's there 20 years. Hey, thanks, Ed. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
That is Ed Gallagher, Southerton, the seventh seed. Well, we told Tom Hetrick we'll talk to you next week. Sure enough, we're going to do it because at number 10 is the Titans CB South. Tom, welcome back to the show.
How's it going, guys? Thank you.
Hey, congratulations. You're taking on a Satterton team. How do you match up against Big Red?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I think about them, and we got exposed to them up at a 7-on-7, you know, a little bit different Satterton team in that they got some, you know, they got some cats. I mean, historically, you know, Wing T and, you know, Ed and the machine-like, you know, fashion of their offense, you know, they wanted to pound the ball down your throats, and now they got some guys, you know, out on the edge and a guy that can get it to them. And so, you know, it's a different kind of a Satterton team, you know, that we're going to have to prepare for. But, you know, we think we're pretty excited about this matchup. I think it's going to be a very good high school football game.
Coach, in the past, you guys used to meet up every single year, but with the realignment of the National and the Continental Conferences, you guys haven't seen each other. So this kind of brings back some old traditional rivalries. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some games against Satterton back in the day. I mean, I remember, I forget how many years ago, I think it was when Josh Adams was a senior and he wasn't, you know, playing, and we were up there, you know, fighting for a shot to share the Continental Championship back then. And on a random play at the end of the game, we got stuffed, and they stuffed us, and we lost the chance to share it. So we've had some great matchups against Ed, and I have all the respect in the world for him. He's been doing it for a long time, and he has the same fire that he's always had. It's a good football program, and they're a good football team, so it'll be a good matchup.
Obviously, you guys are too at CB South. Tom Hetrick, thanks for joining us here on the Selection Show. Good luck against Satterton.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Tom Hetrick. Hey, you know, guys, there's two people that love when I text them. One is my wife. The other is Springford head coach Chad Brubaker because he knows he's in the show. And we welcome him right now. Hey, Chad, how are you?
That's right. Absolutely. You are 100% correct on that.
Hey, so you're the eighth seed. You're going to take on number 9 Ridley. I want to say it's been a rough season for you. Slow start, not afraid to play tough opponents. Where are you guys at right now going into the postseason?
Well, you know, your goal is always to, you know, be peaking around this time of the year. And we do try to play a tough non-league schedule. We had a couple tough losses early against teams that are going to make a splash in District 3, Manheim Township and Cumberland Valley. And then we unfortunately had a close one against our rival. But, you know, I think we're definitely offensively playing the best football we've played all year. So that's a good sign going in.
Chad, as you read the note I got from Kyle in my text here, there is a possibility you and your opponent could swap depending the home game, depending on what happens. But you guys are locked into one another. So that's the one thing to keep in mind here. When you look at the way everything has broken down for you to get to this point and you're playing your best football, perhaps you're playing your best football at this time of year, how much more do you think you can grow, though, as you go forward here?
Well, you know, there's things that we've practiced that we haven't had to use or, you know, planned on using, and the game goes a certain way and you kind of store it away. So I think there's still room for growth. You know, we love our quarterback. He's a sophomore, got some starts last year as a freshman, and has a huge upside. And honestly, as he goes, we go. So, he made some unbelievable plays tonight against Phoenixville, and some stuff that, you know, I'd like to say I taught him, but some things that you really can't teach. And, you know, he's got a tremendous upside, and he hasn't even reached his full potential yet. So I think, you know, as you get into the playoffs, you don't want to leave anything on the table. And so we'll put the pedal down.
Coach, you talked about that tough non-league schedule that you played and the heartbreaker that you had in conference. What do you tell your players about those games from the beginning of the year, how that has affected them in the position they're at now to have a home seed against Ridley?
Well, you know, we just want to grow, and we keep telling our kids. You know, our kids were obviously disappointed. We lost 17-14 to Manheim Township and 7-6 to PV, and had a 2-point conversion that we to win the game against PV that we didn't really execute real well. But you know, earlier in the year, we had an opportunity against Manheim Township to run a 2-minute drill and win a game. And we just made too many mistakes, and we were making a lot of mistakes early. We played pretty much error-free offensively in the last 2 or 3 games. And so just building off of that, you know, I think the kids learn from it. You watch film. You know, we're very critical of our kids in the film room. We love them. We tell them, you know, the reason why we're critical is because we want the best for you. And
right.
And they've responded to that. So,
well, Chad, congratulations. You make the postseason either at 8 or 9. Ridley's the opponent. Best of luck the rest of the way, my friend.
Appreciate it.
All right. Ridley head coach Dave Wood. They are the 9th seed, possibly being an 8th seed. And he joins us right now. And Dave, as we welcome you to the show, 5 wins in the last 6 games. Momentum, momentum, momentum. Is that what you and the Green Raiders are feeling?
Yeah, no doubt about it. We also have a sophomore quarterback. And, you know, we had a hard schedule in the beginning. We opened up in Crestview, Florida, in Orlando. That running back is going to the University of Florida. So they're a pretty good big 7A football team that we opened up with a true first-year starter at quarterback, and then we had to play Garnet Valley. So when you take a look at what we've accomplished in the last 4 or 5 weeks, it was a lot of things that Coach just said. You know, we're trying to do the basic things, play good offense, play good defense, run the football. I think the last couple of weeks against Marple, Conestoga, and Upper Darby tonight, our running game really has been really, really well for us. We've blocked very well up front, and then our quarterback has made some great key throws when maybe you get a little bit pressure. He sees some pressure in the box. Now we're able to get those one-on-ones with the Pal kid that had a great year last year as a sophomore, the Stevenson kid, Paul Jackson. We have a very good group of senior wide receivers that are all back for one more run in the playoffs here.
Dave, we got just a few moments. I know Brian has a question.
Coach, it sounds like yep. You made some adjustments there to help a young quarterback grow into that position. And would you say that he has developed to the point where the team goes as he goes?
There is no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. We've played some really explosive football teams early, and one thing I think we've kind of simplified some things for him, but also up front we win a lot of battles in the trenches, and it makes it easier when you can control the football, run the football, and then the play action pass and the one-on-ones on the outside open up for you, and that's what has really happened in the last couple of weeks.
Well, Dave Wood and Ridley against Springford, 8 or 9. We'll find out soon. Congratulations, and hey, good luck, and the best to everybody at Ridley.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Hey, get the brackets at PIAAD1.org for the 6A bracket. We take our final timeout. We come back next here on 1210 WPHT.
The Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show with Jeff Nolan and Kevin Cooney.
Hey, yeah, there we go. Some burning love, baby. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, let's look at the bracket. 6A, Kevin's got 5A coming up. Here's the 1-16 game in 6A. Garnet Valley is number 1, O&J Roberts currently. Haverford, if they win tomorrow, they'll be 16. The 2-15 game is currently Pensbury and Quakertown. Perk Valley and North Penn is the 3-14 game. Perk Valley and Pensbury can switch spots. Stay tuned for that. Coatesville, number 4, takes on 13, Conestoga. 5, Downingtown West takes on 12, Downingtown East. They play tonight. 6, CB East takes on 11, CB West. They play tonight. 7, Satterton, 2020 district champions, takes on number 10, CB South. And 8, Springford takes on 9, Ridley. They could change places. That's the 6A. Kevin, 5A.
All right, 5A. It'll start. Upper Dublin's the 1 seed. They will play Academy Park, who is the 16 at 3-7. The 2 seed is Strathaven. They will host Upper Merion at 4-6. The 3 seed is Ruston. They will get Radnor at 14. Sun Valley is the 13 seed. They will get number 4 Plymouth White Marsh. Chester is the 5 seed as of right now. They will get the 12 seed Marple Newtown. 6-11 will feature Kennett at the 6. They will host Methacton. 7 will be Springfield. They'll host Phoenixville and Great Valley and Upper Moreland. Boy, Upper Moreland really hurt by that loss tonight.
Wow.
The PW. They lose a home game.
Wow.
And Great Valley will be the host in that one.
Wow. All right. Before I forget, Phil Almquist, great job engineering. Kyle Berger, thank you so much for the work you did for us tonight in the PIAA. And again, get the brackets at PIAAD1.org. They're official Sunday, right, guys?
Yes, the meeting is
Sunday's
Sunday morning.
The seating meeting.
All right, we have a couple minutes. Surprises in the 6-8 bracket. Anybody?
Well, I think the two rematches are the big things here. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, the Downtowns and the CBs. Pensbury, North Penn is a possible matchup, you would think. North Penn on the road this time down to Falcon.
I just think it's so interesting that if you look at just those three games alone, the rematch factor for high school football, it's off the charts.
All right, current rankings. Any upsets? Anybody see an upset?
Oh, are we in 5A or 6A here?
6A.
I don't.
Is CB South over
Satterton? 10-7?
That's a pick'em for me.
Okay, actually, I think so too.
I think Ridley goes into Springford and upsets them. So it's a 9-8. I know it's not a big leap there, but I think
they
Ridley,
literally are separated by like tenths of a point. So I'm not sure that's an upset.
And that's why I'm taking the low hanging fruit.
If you're going current, North Penn with the offense they have going to Perk Valley, could they give Perk Valley trouble a 14-3 game?
I like Perk Valley a whole lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm basing it on experience too.
The only reason I'd give North Penn a shot if they match up with Pennsbury is because you have the tradition there and quite honestly the revenge factor, because in all three of those repeat games that we talked about, it is so hard to beat the same team twice in the same season.
All right, put you on the spot. In 5A, Upper Dublin is 1, Strathaven is number 2. Is that the foregone conclusion that that's the final game?
Not for me. No, I think you really have to include Plymouth White Marsh in that, even though they're ranked below Ruston at this point. I think they're putting points on the board.
I was just going to say, don't sleep on Ruston against Strathaven.
Yeah.
How about Chester? Give him a chance.
I think it's going to be too big a hill to climb.
Yeah,
too big a hill.
I kind of agree.
All right. This has been so much fun. It's our annual 6A selection show. A lot of work goes into it. Again, Kyle Berger, thank you so much for your work. Phil Almquist, who kept the phone calls accurate. And the boys here, we hit a little guffaw and they pulled me right out of it, and I appreciate their help. And everybody that listened, both you, Rob, and Lenny, that weren't watching the Phillies game, we thank you both for listening to the show tonight.
I'd like to thank them for not scoring while we were on the air.
Right. We're going to sit here until this game is over. Hey, this is going to be podcasted as well. I'm Jeff Nolan, Brian Hensel, and Kevin Cooney. Thanks for listening to the WPHT Selection Show, Scoreboard Show on the Odyssey app and 1210 WPHT.